da Shurima dessa daga. Uma espécie dessa daga ali.
Dona Bruxa.
Chefe Margu. Não, isso está bom. Não, Margu está bom.
Dat maar goed samen aan de schifle.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Just an announcement. A card to be removed, please. A VW. WR25YRG. That's a Volkswagen WR25YRG. Please remove as soon as possible. Jazakallah. Thank you. Straight away.
نحمده ونسلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama ikram, dearest elders, friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with so many favors, so many ni'mats, so many bounties. And from amongst this ni'mat, these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most precious ni'mat, the most precious bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with is a ni'mat of iman. Our most respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah time and again mentions to his gathering that we will amongst ourselves, amongst our family members, amongst our family friends, we will say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me with this ni'mat and this ni'mat. Allah has given me wealth. Allah has given me house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me wife, etc., etc. But little do we find on the tongues of people that they'll say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me with the ni'mat of iman. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that in order to safeguard this ni'mat of iman, let us take some time out. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. At the end of the day, when we are retiring to bed, or before retiring to bed, or after Isha Salah, before leaving the masjid, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. And show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ni'mat, the ni'mat of iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, I will increase you in your favor. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah mentions in his one of his books that from amongst the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some bounties in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are regarded as usulun ni'am, the fundamental ni'mats. And from this fundamental ni'mats, the topmost is the ni'mat of iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he mentions the Quran, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we can understand from this how important iman is. Because we were born in Muslim homes. We were born in such an environment that we did not have to strive to acquire this ni'mat of iman. That's why we do not realize how important this ni'mat is. So let us show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, the question arises, how can we safeguard this ni'mat of iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, he has blessed us with this ni'mat of iman. How can we safeguard this ni'mat? Because Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this leeway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this leeway that he is there to snatch our iman until we breathe our last. That is why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, during his last moments, he was saying, not now, not now, not now. Someone asked him, oh, Imam, what are you saying? So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah said that Shaitan at this moment, he's trying to tell me, oh Ahmad, you have become successful. So I am telling him, not now. Meaning, until I breathe my last with the ni'mat of iman, then I'm successful. So Shaitan is there to snatch away this ni'mat of iman. He is trying his utmost. How can we safeguard this ni'mat of iman? Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran and many places, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. After iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to adopt the quality of taqwa. The quality of taqwa. And today being the gathering of nikah majlis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the khutbah he recited, whenever he used to perform nikah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite these three ayat, which are recited time and again. We listen to this ayat in the majalis of nikah. There are other ayats in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding nikah, regarding the relationship of the husband and the wife. So it was more practical for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring those ayat in the ayah of the khutbah of nikah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him pray these three ayat. Because in these three verses that are recited, the common message is, O people of iman, adopt taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared. The ulama, they have mentioned different meanings of taqwa. What is taqwa? Different definitions of taqwa. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah very beautifully explains that taqwa, what is taqwa? Taqwa is that nur, that light that is created in your heart through the barakah of iman. That nur that is created in your heart which safeguards you from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be minor, whether it be major. To stay away from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what is called taqwa. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, time and again, explaining this ayah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati, mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, O the people of iman, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be feared. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in explaining this ayah mentions, what is the first and foremost? Ayyuta'a fala yu'sa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be obeyed at all times. Whether he's in the masjid, whether he's in the public place, whether he's in the shopping center, wherever he may be, whether he's dealing with his wife, whether he's dealing with his in-laws, whether he's dealing with his musallis, whether the musalli is dealing with the imam, whether he's dealing with his fellow Muslim brother, whether he's dealing with his non-Muslim brother. Ya an yuta'a fala yu'sa. that he will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not disobey him. And Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatul alayh, in order to explain taqwa, mentions an yuta'a fala yu'sa, khalli dhunuba saghiraha wa kabiraha dhaka tuqa. To stay away from each and every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be minor, whether it be major, this is what is called taqwa. Dhaka tuqa. And when the ulama mentioned regarding taqwa, stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we try our utmost best to stay away from the sins, from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, major sins. But when taqwa is mentioned, taqwa has two parts. Hukukullah and hukukul ibad. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give attention to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we tend to think that I'm following the path of taqwa. I'm on the path of taqwa. No. Together with fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to fulfill the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hukukul ibad and hukukullah. That if you fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you fulfill the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be human beings, whether it be animals, then he will be classified as muttaqi, that person who has taqwa in his life. So first and foremost thing, أَن يُطَعَ فَلَا يُعْصَى. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not disobey him. Second thing, أَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. That we do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we do not be ungrateful to the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Eyes, ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ears, ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth, ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not misuse this ni'mat of youth in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyushkar wala yukfar. That we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using this ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing, ayyudhkara fala yunsa. That we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not forget him. If a mu'min, if a Muslim, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. It is a means of safeguarding yourself from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his heart and his mind and his tongue are engaged in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can this person disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let us take this message from here today. First and foremost, I'm saying to myself and everybody here that we go from here with this message that we, from today, inshallah, we will adopt the quality of taqwa. Adopt the quality of taqwa. And we are human beings. We may falter. Our respected Sheikh Hafizahullah time and again mentioned this to the youth especially, that we may falter. We are not angels. We may falter, so after taqwa comes tawbah. Our respected Sheikh Hafizahullah time and again mentions to the youth especially, two things you have to adopt, taqwa and tawbah. Either you are on the platform of taqwa or you are on the platform of tawbah. If you are to falter, if you are to, let us say you come out from the masjid and we make a mistake, do not wait for Umrah, do not wait for Ramadan. Do not wait for the day of Friday. Immediately, repent to Allah. Turn to Allah Subhanahu. Return to Allah Subhanahu. Tawbah means returning back to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. So let us make a firm resolution that we will be on the platform either taqwa or on the platform of tawbah. May Allah Subhanahu wa Taala give us a tawfiq to make amal. What may said wa akhru da'wana al rabbil alamin.
The witnesses and wakil are requested to come to the front. Hafiz Zubair. And brothers are also requested to keep in mind. And brothers are requested to keep in mind that strictly no photography or video filming. Hafiz Zubair, do you want to?
مولانا منیب صاحب کی دعا کام کر گئی انگلش میں بولوں اردو میں انگلش میں نحمده ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد ماشاءاللہ وی ہیو آل انڈرسٹوڈ from Maulana Ahmed Sahib, Zida Majduhum, who is a lecturer at the lecturer of Hadith at the Islamic Dawah Academy, and who is always with me. If Maulana is not with me during any journey, whether local or abroad, then people find it very surprising that where is Maulana? And mashallah, he has been with me for more than 22 years. So we have understood the value of Iman. Value of Iman. If a person is given everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, everything, all the luxuries, Allah fulfills all his wishes, he becomes the owner of all the continents, and he becomes the most wealthy, and whatever desire he experiences in his heart, it is fulfilled. So he lives like a king throughout, more than a king, because even a king is not able to fulfill all his desires. But this world becomes Jannat for him, for example. That whatever he desires, Allah grants it to him. Whatever he desires, Allah grants it to him. But when he leaves this world, he lives without Iman. Totally unsuccessful. Totally, 1,000% unsuccessful. And you have another person who has no ni'mat whatsoever in this world. No ni'mats. He remains hungry, no food, his crown is for food. No honor. Nobody honors him. Not even his family. He's always unwell with so many illnesses. Nothing in this world. But when he leaves this world, he lives with Iman. So he is 1,000% successful. So Iman is the greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to one of his servants. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this ni'mat. But like Maulana said, that the thought seldom enters our hearts and minds that this is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and alhamdulillah. Hardly. When we look at our children, mashallah, alhamdulillah. I have a very healthy child, very obedient child, alhamdulillah. If we have a loving wife with good characters, we say, alhamdulillah, Allah has given me peace in my home. Similarly, the wife will think the same. We have good parents, alhamdulillah. I'm so lucky to have parents like my father and my mother. Regarding so, immediately these ni'mats touch our hearts. That, oh, this is a ni'mat of Allah. Oh, this is a ni'mat of Allah. Alhamdulillah, I've always been healthy. I've never gone to the hospital. Alhamdulillah. But seldom do we think this way, or seldom do this thought enter our mind that Allah has granted me this great ni'mat of Iman, and it touches our heart and we wholeheartedly say, alhamdulillah. Seldom. Great ni'mat. So like Maulana said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. One way of safeguarding this ni'mat of Iman is being grateful to Allah. Because if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any ni'mat, Allah will increase that ni'mat. And increasing the ni'mat can have two meanings. One is increasing the ni'mat means in quantity or quality the ni'mat will not increase. But it will remain for longer. It will remain until we breathe. That is also increase. So for example, if a person is 90% healthy and is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will increase his health, may mean that Allah will remove the remaining 10% ill health and he will make him 100% healthy. That is one meaning of increase. And another meaning is that he will remain unhealthy 10% and 90% he will remain healthy and this will not decrease. So increasing means that one more day with 90% health, one more week with 90% health, this will not decrease, this 90%. So if we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Iman will remain. Maybe the quality of Iman may not increase, but this Iman will remain until we breathe our last, inshallah. And the other meaning is that no, it will increase in quality also. And we should hope both from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from today, let us take out some time and contemplate. It won't take more than 1 minute. Contemplate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me a great ni'mat, greatest ni'mat, which is Iman. And Allah has granted me this ni'mat without my asking Allah for it. I've asked for children. I've asked for a good wife. I've asked for a good husband. I've asked for health. But Iman, I've never asked Allah for Iman. Majority of the reverts who revert to Islam, even they don't ask Allah for Iman. So those who are born in Muslim homes, we haven't asked Allah for Iman. And the reverts also, they are granted Iman by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without them asking. Because before they revert to Islam and before Allah shows them the true path, they are against Iman and they are against Islam. So it's Allah who shows them Iman. So this is a ni'mat which Allah has granted us without our asking Allah, without our being deserving. So we close our eyes and for a while we contemplate. It doesn't have to be in the masjid. It can be at home whilst you're waiting for a cup of tea. Just close your eyes and contemplate that what a great ni'mat Allah has given me. And I need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wholeheartedly say, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Please say now also for Iman. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Sometimes my late Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he said to me that why don't you start this work of tazkiyah? So I said to him, I myself am so filthy that who will benefit from me? So my Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said that I am not asking you to set your foot in this field of tazkiyah to benefit people. I am asking you to set your foot in the field of tazkiyah to benefit from people. Not to benefit them, you will benefit from them. And I have noticed that yes, a sheikh also benefits from his murids. So this thought never occurred to me. And one day one of my murids, he wrote his ahwal, his halat. And one of the things he wrote to me was that since so many years, Allah has granted me the tawfiq to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr 100 times daily for so many years. 100 times daily only upon the name of Iman. And he is not an alim, a layman. If a person acquires the company of the pious and he associates with the pious, Allah opens his mind and he gets a better understanding of deen. So he said daily, with this thought that I am thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat of Iman, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. If we are unable to do it 100 times, let's do it once at least, daily, 3 times at least daily. And it is for our benefit. We will, inshallah, by doing this, we will secure our Iman. And another way of safeguarding Iman is, another way, like Maulana said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that when he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear the displeasure of Allah. Fear the disobedience of Allah. That means do not disobey Allah. So Allah is not a... He can be dictator. He can dictate anything because he is the owner of everything. But Allah is not a dictator. Allah is very merciful, very kind. He is more kind than our mothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, O you who believe... When he says, O you who believe, this is a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like me not saying, Marghub, come here. I will say, Maulana Marghub. And even better, if Maulana is able to understand, I will not even mention his name, Maulana Sahib. Maulana Sahib came. Maulana Sahib, Sheikh Sahib came. So Allah is on, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O the believers. This is a title. Now, O the believers, you have reached that status of great status of Iman and being a mu'min. How do you retain this position? What is the method of holding on to this position that you do not fall? Ittaqullah. Taqwa is security for Iman. Taqwa is security for Iman. So abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is safety for. And if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry. It's very simple. When a student is writing exam paper, what does he do? He is writing exam paper. He does two things. Number one, he is very careful not to make a mistake. He will not be careless. even those students who have not made preparations, when they ride, when they are riding, they make sure that they try their utmost not to make a mistake. And as soon as this student realizes that I have made a mistake, what does he do? He will erase it. Trying your utmost to make sure that you do not make a mistake is taqwa. And when you make a mistake, to erase it is tawbah. This is the essence of life, taqwa and taqwa. We try our utmost not to disobey Allah. And whenever we disobey Allah, the student, whenever he realizes I have made a mistake, he doesn't become depressed. He doesn't lose hope. He immediately uses his tipex. And he erases those a few words, and then he rewrites and he corrects it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. What be sayyat al-hasanata tamuha. And then if you make a mistake, you erase it and then you rewrite it with something good. That means do something good. And one of the things that is good is tawbah. So make tawbah. So, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, if you want to safeguard your iman until you breathe your last, ittaqullah. Don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is disobeyed, then number two, make tawbah. And how can you bring this quality in your life? That you are always careful, you are always alert, like our mashayikh, akabir, awliya. You are always alert, I don't want to make a mistake. And as soon as a mistake is made, they repent. How can you bring this quality in life? Wakunu ma'as sadiqin. Stay in the company of those people who have this quality, so that you can also become like them. So adopt the company of the awliya, adopt the company of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt the company of the buzurgan-e-deen, adopt the company of the awliya. And mashallah, in Batley, Dewsbury, you have so many mashallah. So adopt their company. Adopt their company, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to safeguard iman through taqwa, and may Allah grant us the tawfiq to safeguard taqwa through the company of the pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all immense barakah in our worldly matters and also in our ukhrawi matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah in the nikah that is taking place today. May Allah strengthen the bond of love, understanding, care between the groom and the bride, inshallah. And may this union become a means of happiness and peace, not only in the comfort, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. May this union become a means of both of them and both sides of the family progressing in deen and coming more nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Maulana Andar Shah sahab ne ek martaba farmaya tha ki bhai mera masla ye hai ki mujhe roti milti hi nahi jab tak main taqreer nahi karta. تو حضرت تو آزاد تھے تو حضرت فرما دے میں تو تقریر اسی لیے کرتا ہوں تقریر نہیں کروں گا تو لوگ میں روٹی نہیں کھلائیں گے سعادت ہے کہ موقع مل جاتا ہے دین کی بات کرنے کا اللہ اسی کو قبول فرما لے اور میری اور آپ سب کی مغفرت فرما لے فیضان کو بھائی یہاں بٹھاؤ فیضان آ جاؤ بیٹا فیضان کے نانا آئے ہیں کہ نہیں آنا حافظ زبیر اپنی اجازت سنی بھائی اجازت ہم لے لیجیے مہر مہر فاطمی پڑھاؤں لکھا پڑھاؤں الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مؤونة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بیٹا حافظ ساجد آپ اپنی صاحبزادی آمینہ کی طرف سے وکیل ہیں کہ آپ نے اپنی وکالت سے مسلمانوں کی اس مجلس کے روبرو آمینہ کی ذات کو فیضان شکیل مہتر کے نکاح میں بعوض مہر فاطمی دیا بیٹا فیضان حافظ ساجد راوت ہو از دی ریپرزینٹیو آف دی برائڈ ہو از ہز ڈوٹر آلسو آمینہ راوت ود ہر کنسنٹ اینڈ ود دی ڈاوری بینگ مہر فاطمی has given Amina in your nikah. Have you accepted her in your nikah? I have accepted her in my nikah. Barakallahu laka wa baraka alayk wa jama'a baynakum ma fi khair wa akhraja minkum at-tayyib. Hazrat dua farma dijiye aap. Barkat ho jaye. Aap se aqeedat hai mujhe. Aaj to baat maan le Hazrat meri.
فائدہ اٹھا لو ان لوگوں سے آپ نے اس سے پہلے کہ مفتی موسیٰ صاحب کی طرح یہ لوگ بھی چلے گئے نوجوان لوگ بھی مگر یہ جو بڑے ہیں حضرت ہیں مولانا عبدالرؤف صاحب ہیں فائدہ اٹھا لو ان لوگوں سے اس نیت سے بھی اگر ان کی مسجد میں آپ چلے جائیں کہ میں وہاں نماز پڑھوں گا تو حضرت کی صحبت ملے گی یہ بھی کافی یہ تو ان کی تواضع ہے مجھ سے بہت اچھے ہیں یہ مجلس تو ان لوگوں کو کرنی چاہیے ان کو کرنی چاہیے مولانا عبدالرؤف صاحب کو کرنی چاہیے مجھ سے بہت بڑے ہیں لیکن ان کی تواضع ہے ہمبلنس ہے قدر کر لو ان کی فائدہ اٹھا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اللہم لک الحمد ولک الشکر اللهم لك الحمد والشكر ولك المن فضلا اللهم إنا نستعينك على طاعتك اللهم لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان اللهم لك الحمد نعمة الإسلام اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا اللهم لك الحمد بما سترتنا اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن العظيم اللهم لك الحمد بالأهل والأرض اللهم لك الحمد بالمعافاة اللهم لك الحمد يا رزيت على التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله افعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفنا مسلما وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين رب أني مسني ضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا وزعنا أن نشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علينا وعلى والدينا وأن نعمل صالحا ترضاه. ادخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين آدم وحواء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها ما بطن. اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا يقينا صادقا وعلما نافعا وقلبا خاشعا ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا وذما مغفورا وتوبة نصوحا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وعملا صالحا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء وحجا مبرورا وعمرا مبرورا وإخلاصا كاملا وجنة الفردوس نعيما مقيما. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. الله تهيئ فضلك ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما کوتاہیوں سے درگزر فرما عیوب کی ستر پوشی فرما. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری برائیوں کو نیکیوں سے بدل لے. یا اللہ ہمارے فتنوں کو عافیت سے بدل لے. یا اللہ ہماری پریشانیوں کو عافیت سے بدل لے. یا اللہ ہماری تمام بیماریوں کو مکمل شفا کاملہ عاجلہ سے بدل لے. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری نسلوں میں دین و ایمان کی بقا کا فیصلہ فرما. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے توبہ نسو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ توبہ پر استقامت نصیب فرما, موت تک استقامت نصیب فرما, ہونے والے نکاح کو بے انتہا طور پر قبول فرما. یا اللہ ان کے دلوں میں محبت مودت سکون نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ان کے مجازوں میں موافقت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ ان کے مجازوں میں موافقت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے ایک دوسرے کے لیے نیکی کے کاموں میں بھلائی کے کاموں میں معین و مددگار فنا بنا. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے اللہ ہم سب کو گناہوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس نکاح کو بے انتہا طور پر قبول فرما کر اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا. یا اللہ اس دیواجی زندگی کی حقیقی خوشیاں نصیب فرما کر قابل رشک اس دیواجی زندگی نصیب فرما. اللہ ان کی روزیوں میں برکت نصیب فرما, حلال نصیب فرما, برکت والا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جہاں جہاں امت محمد یا پریشان حال ہے ان کے پریشانی کو دور فرما, ظالم کے ہاتھ کو ظلم سے روک دے. اے اللہ تو ہی اپنے فضل و کرم سے جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو نہ مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک عبدک و نبیک سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ونعوذ بك من شرور انفسنا. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. امين يا رب العالمين.
Brothers are requested to keep two things in mind. Firstly, keep in mind the etiquettes of the masjid and don't raise your voices. And secondly, Hazrat has somewhere else to go. And also, we can see that he has some difficulty in his arm. So Hazrat will say salam inshallah. Hazrat has a program in Medina Masjid now. So brothers are requested to benefit there also. And after Asr, there is also a program in Dewsbury in Masjid Bilal. So brothers are requested to benefit from both programs. In Medina Masjid, the program will be in English. And in Masjid Bilal Dewsbury, the program will be in Urdu, inshallah. But there will be, in the program in Masjid Bilal as well, there will be English translation. So both the English-speaking brothers are requested to benefit from both the programs. Hazrat will, inshallah, say salam, and then everyone can reply.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.